You know, we can all see what that meant to you at the end of the match. Can you describe how it felt?
It's important. But it's important because the way it was. It could be totally different, because if you saw the first half, you only see one team on the pitch. We show that we were a better team than Middlesbrough today. And things changed because we were under with two men less. That's why we celebrate like that, because it was important for our fans, because it's difficult to control your emotions when you don't see justice being made. And I'm really, really saying about the situation of Elder. It was bad decision of the referee. Then the players lose control of their emotions, they lose control of the game. Everything went crazy, but we win.
In terms of your view and your take on both the sending offs, can you just explain that to us?
It's very difficult what I said to you. It's very difficult to control your emotions when the players felt that the decision of the ref should be another one on the situation of Elder. After that, they lose the focus, start worrying about the referees, approaching the game in a different way. And it's difficult, it's very difficult, but this is our job. We are here to try and calm them and try to be focused on the game, and they did it.
Okay. How important is it for you seeing that mentality, given the fact of how close you are to that finish line?
This mentality has been growing game by game, and it started on day one, in the beginning of July. We started building a team that when cannot play football has to defend, and we are ready to do it.
Three more wins required from seven games. It's a great position to be in, isn't it?
We don't look at the table. We look what's important today, because after international break it's always important to go back on a good momentum.
I've got to say about the goals, well taken.
Totally deserved.
Were there other decisions as well which have
Sorry?
Made you... Were there, other than the one you've mentioned, the Costa decision, were there other decisions that particularly stand out as bad
must,
for you,
must,
or is it
must,
not
I
worth going
look
through?
I now at the game and
yes.
try to be fair.
Yes.
What I saw was a decision that changed the game, and it caused my players and Middlesbrough players also to lose control and of their emotions. And I think it's the job of the referee to try and talk to them and calm them and explain them. Because after that, if you just turn your back and just start whistling, and players get frustrated because they are... And my players, they are used to dialogue. I explain to them what I see, what I want, and what I pretend of them. And dialogue is important. The referee was not a dialogue person today.
Did any of the officials, the referee or his official here, did they try to talk to you during the game and explain what was happening, or did they just let
it? I was trying, but I also understand that they have to be focused on the game. They're not moments for conversation. I hopefully now in the end we'll try to see their point of view and try also to explain my point of view and the point of view of my players, because it's important. We don't want to. We are not a team that aggressive and not a team to so many cards. We've been shown through the season that we are not that kind of team. So what happened today requires from us a lot of analysis, because also we should do our mea culpa and we should be more in control of our emotions. It's important.
Yeah. There were a lot of good qualities shown by your players, though, as well, weren't there, to get to the lead and then to hang on to it in that situation?
When we were with the same men on the pitch, we were better than Middlesbrough. And Middlesbrough is a good team.
Yes.
Middlesbrough is a good team. And we showed today that we were better than them.
You've obviously got, and I know that you've got time to think about this before Tuesday, but that will give you some decisions to make, because you'll have players missing now for Tuesday, as well as the fact that they've obviously put a lot of effort in tonight to hold on to that lead with 9 minutes.
This is our job, to make decisions.
Yes.
And we have a squad that support our decisions.
Indeed.